Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast. Podcast where we take business owners and CEOs, B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what do you do?
My name is Molly Mandelberg. My business is called Wild Hearts Rise Up, and I work with successful coaches, healers, and emerging thought leaders who, even though they're great at what they do, are struggling to move beyond one-on-one work and actually leverage their business and reach more people. So I help people to tackle the technology, to craft their deep work into inspiring content and hot copy, and to reach more people and make more money with less time spent.
Perfect, Molly. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
I think my favorite thing about working with businesses is that my ripple effect of the impact I can make on this planet is so much bigger when I'm serving people who are also serving a lot of people. So I think it's that magnitude of the difference that I can make on earth is bigger.
It is there. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients are really increasing conversions and sales. What are your thoughts?
I absolutely agree with that. I think client testimonials, success stories, case studies, I think many people are looking for that as social proof to show that you know what you're doing and that you make get results for people. So I think that's a really great way to showcase what you do is through the words of other people who have worked with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Question number four, what advice would you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
I think that the hardest thing or the biggest mistake a lot of people are making these days is showing up just to sell. When the internet started, that worked. We could just blast people with emails trying to sell them things and eventually they would cave and buy. And I think more and more that people are inundated with sales so much and we can't even get away with it because we're on our phones and we're seeing ads all the time, that the beauty can come when we actually focus on the relationship that we're building with a person. We focus on who they are, what they actually desire, how we can show up as a person serving them. Even when you're working in the B2B space, people want to feel like they're being treated as a human being. So I like to talk about something called the energetic bank account, that we're in a relationship with every person who's on our email list, every person who sees our ads, every person who shows up to interact with our business. And what I think is the smart way to do it is to actually make deposits in that bank account before you try to withdraw something. So add value, show up with content, create content that people can just digest, whether it's a podcast like this, whether it's a YouTube channel. Once they get onto your list, send them information, send them tips and insights and ideas, things that are actually going to inspire them, give them a new perspective, show them a different way to look at the world, maybe give them actual practical, useful things that they can go out and do right now to make their lives better, make their businesses work better. And then once you've built that relationship, make the invitation. Now, of course, you can still sell things right off the bat, but be willing to build that relationship. I can't tell you how many people I know who have an email list that they just sell to when they're launching and they don't connect with them any other time of the year. And that's a huge mistake in my opinion. So build the relationship, show up to serve, make a contribution, and then ask and invite rather than just selling to people. That relationship is important.
Yeah, I like that concept there. Is, you know, basically I tell people, take me out to dinner before you sell me.
Yeah, totally.
And here's the thing, I'm a cheap date. McDonald's is fine. I'm not expecting a steak dinner. You know what I mean by I'm not expecting you to spend all this ton of time there, but at least a simple hi to me would be nice.
Yeah. Date them before you try to get in bed with them.
Yeah, that would be, I totally agree with you on that concept there. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah, Minette Riordan is a very good friend of mine, and she's helping creatives to tackle being a creative person and not limiting themselves when it comes to making a living as a creative person. Jesse Corn and Charlotte Jacobs, two of my mentors, to do amazing work for coaches and holistic practitioners, showing them how to run their businesses and do sales better. Michael Neely is an amazing guy. And Jay Fizette, who runs JVology. Really, I know a lot of people in the B2B space, and those are some of my favorite ones.
Perfect. I'll look them all up when we're done here. But question number six, Molly, most important question of the podcast. Got to focus on this one. Hey, Molly, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
My first sale, the first time I can remember selling something was when I was about 5 or 6 years old, and my best friend lived across the street from me, and we made the cutest little candy stand. I don't think we sold more than one or two pieces of candy for 25 cents a piece, but that was my first experience of entrepreneurship. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, it's also, again, when you're young, it's a lot of fun and you're learning skills. So that's what's really important.
Yeah.
There we go. So Molly, you now have 3 minutes and 45 seconds left. We can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather or whatever you want. Or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
Yeah, I guess one thing I do want to just leave people with is that it's okay to be yourself. For those of you who are watching this, I don't know if you do this as an audio and a video, but those of you who are watching this, you might notice that I'm in a van right now. I've actually converted my own little tiny home on wheels, and I travel the country full time. And I get to live my life the way that I want to live my life. And my clients show up to receive me. That doesn't make me any less professional. It actually makes me unique, and people seek me out because they want to live a lifestyle of more freedom. So my message is to embrace who you are and show up to make the contribution you're here to make, and don't dumb it down or don't dial it in or don't, right. Diminish your light for any reason. There is no perfect version of professional. You get to create what that means for you. So keep going. Don't give up. This is a mathematical inevitability. If you keep going and never quit, you will get where you want to go.
That is true there. And yeah, I totally love it. Again, I do the same thing. I'm myself there, which is a little more of a direct, abrupt person. That's just who I am. And it does piss off some people, and that's okay. But yeah. I get the clients that basically I really enjoy working with because of that.
Exactly.
There we go. Now, you do have 2 minutes and 14 seconds left. Would you like some promo time, or we can end early?
I guess I could let you guys know there's a lot of different ways to work with me. I work with people one-on-one, either done with you. So I help you learn how to do all these systems and funnel building and copywriting and content creation and course building, webinar funnels, all that kind of stuff. We can do it together so that you learn it. I also have done for you services where I actually write all the stuff and build all the things with your input, but mostly for you. And then I also have courses and programs. One of my courses is called Your Money Machine, The Wild Woman's Approach to a Heart-Centered Sales Funnel. So it's about how to set up your email list, start writing content, sending it out to people, connecting it to your website, all the technology and all the copywriting information you would need, all step-by-step put together in a course for you. And then I also have a larger group program called Magnetic Influencer Collective, which is a great way of mixing the inner magic and the outer tactics and techniques for building a business. And the last thing I'll mention that I've used to grow my business the most over the last couple of years is my client attracting quiz, which has got me 100+ new leads on my list every single week for a year and a half on end now. Just a simple $5 a day Facebook ad that I run to it. And I also teach people how to build quizzes like that so you can grow your email list like wildfire.
Oh, that is an awesome concept there. You pulled it off. Six cool. Questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Say your website real quick.
wildheartsriseup.com.
That's what I have in the description, and it's magic. Molly, thank you so much for being on Tip of the Hat to you.
Thank you so much.
Have You're welcome. Day. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.